First hard fact of the day, 3 million. Nigeria just received 3 million single dose COVID vaccinations from the Italian government. That brings the total number of donated doses by the EU to 20 million. So as you can see, the supply of vaccines growing. Go and get yours. Make sure that you stay safe. We don't know when the next deadlier, faster spreading variant will pop up. Second hard fact of the day, the national power grid collapsed two times last week. Not one, two. First on Friday, then on Saturday. But of course, the grid is back up now. We're currently getting about 3,500 megawatts. Have you had light? Is the light back in your area? In my area, it's back, but it stays for like 5 minutes and goes away. 10 minutes and goes away. The most we have is overnight, which I'm thankful for because it means you can pump water, you know. But hey, thank you for tuning in to today's show. 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong because they choose to listen to Hard Facts. You should join them. I have a great show for you. We'll start with the big three. Let's talk about the NYCN demanding Amaechi's sack for starting his presidential campaign during a train hostage crisis. Then let's talk about the calls for justice for Osinachi Nwachukwu. And then we'll talk about hoodlums attacking keke drivers in Fagba. On today's Community U report, we're going to talk about domestic abuse and how our institutions respond to domestic abuse. On the big hard fact, let's talk about the road to 2023. We'll talk about Amaechi's declaration, Oshimbajo's declaration. The PDP and the APC are both considering consensus candidacy. Continuous voter registration is ongoing. All of that, so much more, coming your way at 5 o'clock today. As usual, we'll have news updates at the top of every hour for you. But let's get started with the big three. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. These are your hard facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Was the tone of Amaechi's declaration insensitive to train attack victims? Will there be justice for Osinachi? And can sanity be restored to Lagos transport parks? Those are the big three. Lagos, let's talk. The National Youth Council of Nigeria wants Rotimi Amaechi to resign or be sacked in 48 hours. That's our first story. The NYCN is upset by the way Amaechi declared his presidential ambition this weekend. Their president, Solomon Adodo, said that it was, quote, the rudest imaginable shock for them to see the Honorable Minister of Transportation, Right Honorable Chibike Amaechi, in a total political jamboree, jumping around in the name of declaring for 2023 presidency, rather than being in a sober mood of seeking solutions to the pains of the grieving Nigerians, and particularly the affected families, end quote. Remember, yesterday I showed you a video of Amaechi's declaration, including him running around the Dokia Mesiamaka Stadium in a show of physical fitness. Adodo went on to say quote, while the NYCN has nothing against Right Honorable Amaechi's aspiration, his actions are unconscionable, condemnable, reprehensible, irresponsible, distasteful, and disgraceful in the face of our national reality and mood. It is tantamount to dancing on the graves of the victims of the train attack and celebrating the pains of the abducted and the wounded, end quote. Those are the words of the president of the National Youth Council of Nigeria, Solomon Adodo. Do you agree with his assessment? Do you think that given the fact that passengers on a railway supervised by his ministry were killed and others are currently held hostage, we just saw video or ransom video from the terrorists who claim that they are behind that terrible situation. Do you think that Rotimi Amaechi should have made his declaration in a more understated way? For example, we saw Vice President Oshimbajo's declaration, which wasn't done in front of a full stadium. It was just him in front of a camera. Should Amechi have done something like that? Anyways, the National Youth Council of Nigeria wants Amechi gone. They said, quote, consequently, to demonstrate that there is a modicum of sanity in this country and that the minutest respect for the lives of citizens exist, the Minister of Transportation, Chibike Rotimi Amechi, should resign within the next 48 hours, or President Muhammadu Buhari should sack him as a mark of respect for the dead, who he deliberately or unwittingly desecrated, end quote. Do you agree, Lagos? That is the National Youth Council of Nigeria's take on Amechi's declaration. I want to hear yours. Did you feel the same way? Like it was too festive, given the current crisis? Or are you like Dakuku Peterside, who we had on Nigeria Info yesterday on the newsroom? You can watch it again on our Facebook or YouTube pages. You can also listen again on our website, nigeriainfo.fm. We had Dakuku Peterside, former DG of NEMASA, former governorship candidate in Rivers State, strong APC support member, strong Amechi supporter. He was on the show yesterday on the newsroom from 6:15. Newsroom happens every Monday at from 6:15. And he said, Amechi is not in charge of security in the country. Amechi, doesn't call the shots. He manages a ministry that, amongst other things, runs the railways. So people are being unfair as far as Amechi is concerned. Who do you agree with? Do you think the National Youth Council of Nigeria is right when they say that it feels like it was dancing on the graves of the dead? Do you feel like it danced on the graves of the dead? Or do you believe that the National Youth Council of Nigeria is making a bigger deal of it than it actually is? And what do you think about their call for Amechi to resign? We've got WhatsApp today. I've got someone who will read WhatsApp messages for me, so yay. Send us messages on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. That's for WhatsApp. But give us a call, 01465-7190 for women. Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0703-993-993-993. And then, of course, we're streaming live on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. And YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. Hello. Thanks for calling us. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Yes.
Hello.
What's your name?
Yeah, Sandra. Hi.
Hi. What's your name? Sumaga, welcome.
Thank you. Sandra, I agree with the National Youth Council of Nigerian Leader.
Okay.
I think Amechi should have done something, you know, not as loud. It looks like he was a kind of celebration just right the week after that unfortunate incident.
Mm.
I don't know, but I'm not surprised. It's what trickles down from the top, you know. It's what he sees his Ogadi that he does. So I'm not surprised about that.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling, Sumaga. 99.3. Hello. Thanks for calling us. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Are you in the market?
Yeah. Please, this NIN that they have started cutting.
99.3. Hello. Hello. All right, 99.3, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon to you, sir. What's your name?
This is Malik.
Welcome, Malik.
Your special advisor.
On Juju Matters.
Sandra,
mm?
It's a pity that we find ourselves in this kind of condition.
Okay.
Even when those people died, did the nation mourn them or when they kidnapped them? Did the nation itself call Nigeria and mourn any of them? Nothing happened. Even on Sunday, we heard about 100,000 people have been killed in Jos. The nation mourned them. They fly the flag at half mast. Nothing happened. Killing is like part of our way now in Nigeria. Whoever dies, we don't care. We keep asking how many. What is the number? Oh, 500. They never reach now. You don't understand me? Mm. So we find ourselves in a mess that nobody cares anymore. Everybody feels you could do whatever you want to do. That is why we're having all this rubbish. If the country itself was mourning, I am not sure himself would want to declare himself for president or whatever. But you wouldn't blame him. Like what Dakoko said is the fact. Dakoko was correct. He's not in charge of security. After all, even a member of the House said the DSS is aware that there's an attack coming up in Plateau State. What did they do? Nothing. The governor said the DSS are aware that they're going to attack the church. What did they do? Nothing. So I imagine we'll not call the shot for security. But anyway, what I'll say as a special advisor of Juju Matters is that our four candidates will drop in the next 3 months. So we know who's going to run. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. We've got Olatunde on the line. Hi, Olatunde.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine. Olatunde from Mel.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, to me, I totally agree with the Youth Council.
Okay.
I need you to resign. I think they are not, all these our leaders are not being sensitive. Are you getting it now?
Okay.
Even the one you're talking about, Sandra, to be honest, using the Vice President's declaration as an example, even his own declaration is, to me, is a no-no.
Okay.
Honestly. If you look at his own declaration too, telling us he's going to continue where his Oga stopped, is a big threat to us as a citizen of this country.
Okay.
Is he telling us that he's going to continue with insecurity, he's going to continue with power and also going on strike? Honestly, all these are declarations to me. We should be sensitive to it too.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling us, Olatunde. We've got Kayode on the line. Let's talk to Kayode now. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Kayode.
Yes. I'm heard your narration.
Mm-hmm.
He made you the president of this nation. He's just in charge of administration of the something. Said nothing is going on. Why can't they ask the president to resign?
Mm.
However, they should allow Meji to carry his command degree instead of the poll. So they should leave him. The declaration does not mean as winning the presidentship. They should leave him. But I'm saying that telling Meji to resign is unfair because he's not the president of this nation. However, they should leave him to come and test his popularity at the poll. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. If you just tuned into the show, hello to you. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Our first story on today's Big Three is the National Youth Council of Nigeria wanting Rotimi Amaechi to resign or be sacked. They are upset by the way Amaechi declared his presidential ambition. They said that it was distasteful. They said that the rudest imaginable shock for them was to see Rotimi Amaechi in a total political jamboree, jumping around in the name of declaring for 2023 presidency rather than being in a sober mood of seeking solutions to the pains of the grieving Nigerians and particularly the affected families. Those were the words of the president of the National Youth Council of Nigeria. I'm talking about Solomon Adodo. Adodo also said that while the National Youth Council of Nigeria has nothing against Amaechi's aspiration, his actions are unconscionable, condemnable, reprehensible, irresponsible, distasteful, disgraceful in the face of our national reality and mood. They said that they thought that this is tantamount to dancing on the graves of the victims of the train attack and celebrating the pains of the abducted and the wounded. And my question for you today is simply whether you agree. Do you agree with Adodo's assessment? Do you think that given the fact that passengers on a railway supervised by his ministry were killed and others are currently held hostage, he should have made his declaration in a more understated way? You heard the last caller say that I compared it to VP Vice President Oshimbajo's own, where he was just standing in the hall facing a camera. But even that doesn't sit well with the caller who just called me. But do you think Amaechi should have done something like that? Now, away from condemning Amaechi's declaration, the National Youth Council also wants Amaechi gone. They want him to either resign or President Buhari to sack him. And I'm asking you what your take on Amechi's declaration was. You've heard the take of the National Youth Council of Nigeria. What's your take? Did you feel the same way? Did you feel like it was too festive, given the current crisis? Do you feel like it danced on the graves of the dead? Or do you believe that these people need to calm down? I beg. They're making too big a deal of this issue. It's not that deep. What do you think about their call for Amechi to resign? Gilbert is on the line. Hi, Gilbert. Gilbert, are you there? No, he's not. But thanks for calling, Gilbert. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, my only president, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name?
This is your senior special advisor on general duty.
Chris, welcome.
Yeah, I had our senior special advisor on this matter.
Yes.
Good one. President Sandra.
Yes.
Last week I asked somebody, one person died, maybe about 6 years old boy, or I think 6 years old. So that country, they fly their flag at half. But the railway own. Plateau. You hear this afternoon, Benue, right? Mm-hmm. About 9 or 10 people killed in Benue.
Yes.
Peter Dakuku, Peter side. If Amechi didn't understand, him himself, what do we call that? Is it because of affordable wars? The guy is okay. Even the five bone, President Sandra, if I'm in Bosako, I will not attend that thing. I'm telling you. I don't know why they don't have good advisors. Eh? To advise them. Not this time. They showed them the other day, oh, release 16 of our members, then we release 100 and something. Then you go and they'll be running all over the stadium declaring, and people are telling me Amechi is not the president. In other countries, something will happen. The person in charge of that department will resign. But our own, no. It's well. Thank you, President Sandra.
Thank you very much for calling us. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, ma'am. What's your name?
Adeshewa from Ikorodu.
Adeshewa, welcome. What do you think?
Been a while, hello.
Yes, sir.
See, Sandra, let Amechi run from here to Kaduna. Anything he wants to do, let him do. See, they started. You will see him. You will see him in Buka that he's sitting with people. They will say, I'm one of you. He will carry bread, agege bread with tray on the head so that he will gain support. See, I'm not even interested in what Amechi is doing. Because it's outrageous of him to have even done so. See, the people they brought on Nigerian project, they were also shocked. They were surprised that this is supposed to be, what's that ceremony, you know? Well, Sandra, I'm really concerned about that. Osinachi. It really pains me that some women are dying in silence. And I thank God I left still breathing. I told you I'm a victim of a domestic violence for 19 good years. Do you know what people were telling me?
What?
Pray for him, he will change, God will touch him. It was my son that called me in the middle of the night and said, Mommy, if you don't leave, my daddy will kill you. I'm telling you, those children will live their life. They will live their life. Oh God! In fact, in fact, the day I heard that Ekweme song, I knew she was singing from the depth of her heart.
Yeah.
I knew this song was not normal.
Yeah.
It's not something that is normal.
Yeah.
It's just as if she was begging God. She was, Sandra, I'm really emotional this afternoon. They just wasted this woman. God.
Adeshewa, thanks for calling. It is sad, isn't it? We've got Samuel on the line. Hi, Samuel.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Sandra.
Welcome.
Yeah, please. Concerning Amechi is not the right person anyway. You shouldn't have even come out in the first place. That is my own opinion on this Amechi issue.
Okay.
So, but Madam Sandra, I've been calling your line since yesterday to this morning.
Okay.
You understand? But this evening, thank God you finally entered.
Okay.
Please, I have something I want to report to you guys. If there's anything you can help me with.
Okay, stay on the line so someone will take the report from you. We have a few minutes before we have to take a break. We've got messages on WhatsApp. What are these messages?
Dickboff Ebenezer, he says, the demand of NYCN is dead on arrival. Amechi is not in charge of security and he cannot be held responsible for the attack on the train.
Okay.
We have Okemute, he says, good afternoon, Sandra. Rotimi Amechi should have made his presidential declaration a solemn one.
Mm-hmm.
It was so insensitive of him to make his declaration in a festive manner, taking into consideration what happened in the unfortunate train debacle.
Okay.
He It says, whoa. Okay, no name. He says, I believe he has right to his decision and opinions.
Okay.
Amaechi's declaration has nothing to do with the train attack. He has his own political ambition to pursue. Adeshola Adeyanju.
Okay. Okay. All right. We'll keep taking the messages as they come in. We've got a few on Facebook. John Mark Innocent says, for instance, Sandra, this one, you're having different self-appointed special advisors. I don't understand, though. I'm also looking for a self-appointed position in your cabinet. So I appoint yourself now. Should we say self-appointed? I didn't appoint anybody. They give themselves appointments. Samuel is on the line. Okay, no, Samuel is sharing his story with the call screener. We've got Victor Gojuku who says, Sandra, I think the NY CN is right. Amaechi should be sacked or resign. Mark Chimere on Twitter says that, hold on, let me take a look at that message. I seem to have lost it. All right. He says, NYCN is taking things out of proportion and too much to ask for. They should ask the president to resign. Amaechi is not the commander of the armed forces. I am not an Amaechi supporter. I am with Peter's side. All right. We've got God Bestman who says, Mr. President cannot and will not sack the minister because it is not in the DNA of Mr. President. More messages here. Adedeji Adegboyega says, in as much as I know the Nigerian president will not fire Rotimi Amaechi because people were killed and kidnapped on the Abuja Kaduna train attack, Amaechi didn't only dance on the grave of those who were killed. Ah, okay. All right, Adegboyega, thanks for your message. We'll take a break. When we come back, let's talk about the Ministry of Women Affairs getting involved in this Osinachi death. That story is our second story. We're also going to, as a result of that story, focus on domestic violence during our community report conversation today. So don't go away. Stay here. So much more coming up on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is The Big Three on Hard Facts. On The Big Three, we start by bringing you all the biggest stories that have broken for that day. Indeed we are. It's 3:30. If you are in the rain, please be driving carefully. If you are at home, fingers crossed that it doesn't flood. Pauline Tallon says there will be justice for Osinachi. That's our second story. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're listening to The Big Three. The Big Three happens every day from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. and we bring you three of the biggest stories and we hear your thoughts on those stories. And for our second story, Pauline Tallon says there will be justice for Osinachi. Pauline Tallon is, of course, the Women's Affairs Minister. She issued a statement after visiting late Osinachi Nwachukwu's children. The statement says, quote, on behalf of Nigerian women and mothers, I am demanding two things. Justice for the late Ekwemi Kruna, who was alleged to have died as a result of gender-based violence perpetrated by the husband, as well as full protection for the children left behind by the late singer. After her long private session with the children, the minister emerged to demand justice for the late singer, stating that even though the extent of the allegations and stories on social media should be taken with caution, there is no smoke without fire, and expressed confidence in the police and the judicial system to ensure justice for the late singer, end quote. Now, apologies for the change in narration there from the first person to the second person. That was from the text itself, not me. I usually try to correct the grammar in these statements before I read them, but at the same time, I try not to change it in a way that misquotes them. Now, when Tallon mentions social media reports and no smoke without fire, she's of course referring to the allegations that Osinachi's husband, Peter Nwachukwu, had been abusing her physically for years. He's now in police custody. He's reportedly the prime suspect in her homicide. The FCT police spokesperson, Josephine Ade, confirmed that it was Osinachi's brother who reported her death to them. So we're going to be watching this case and the quest for justice. But apart from this, we have to ask ourselves the hard questions about how to prevent future cases like this. That's why, like I said, on Community U Report at 4, I want us to talk about how our major institutions handle domestic violence. Do they make it easier or harder for people to survive domestic violence? So the religious institutions, the traditional institutions, the family, the local government, the police, our social clubs, all these groups that we rely on for help and support, how do they react when people who are suffering domestic violence reach out for help? How could those responses be improved? That's at 4 o'clock. But right now we're talking about Osinachi Nwachukwu. Will she get justice? The Minister for Women Affairs says yes. What do you think? 0700-993-993-993. Women, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. I've got a message here on WhatsApp from Fisaya. Fisaya is in Anthony. Fisaya says, when Jonathan was president, wasn't Amaechi one of those who criticized him for allegedly dancing at a political rally after the Chibok kidnapping? He should be held to the same standard. All right. We've got Josephine from Aja here, who says, while the transport minister isn't in charge of the army and police, he is in charge of installing security systems on the railway. He failed to do so because the contract he brought to the FEC was meant for a briefcase contractor with no track record for a system with no brand name or model. The FEC even accused him of conflict of interest. As long as that scandal is unresolved, Amaechi is also accountable for the insecurity on the railway. In some countries, just that single sentence in the FEC minutes would have been enough to secure his resignation as minister and end his presidential ambition. All right, Josephine from Aja, thank you for your message. We've got a message here. You don't leave your name, but you say that you want to draw the attention of the authorities to a decomposing body at the new garage bus stop coming from Maryland on Inward Ojota. You say that the body was dumped there since Friday, breaking Saturday morning. All right. We have lots of people whose job it is to clear this out, I would also recommend that you dial 112 to try and get them to send someone over there, the Lagos Emergency Response Team, so that they can take away that body there. But thank you so much for bringing it to the attention of Lagos. 99.3, hello. Hello, good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Etim from Satellite Town.
Etim, welcome.
Yeah. Those who, because when you don't like somebody's face, when something happens, you say the person should resign. Would they say Mike should resign when there was fire inferno? 9 people died, were burned beyond recognition, including a pregnant man and a child at a church yesterday. But he was in Borno State campaigning. When the Abamuru conducted the aborted recruitment, immigration recruitment, who asked Abamuru, who caught the child and picked it? Who asked him to resign?
I remember that at the time, a lot of APC supporters asked Abamuru to resign.
Okay, did he resign then?
Okay, so you're saying that the offences are...
Hold on, Etim.
So you're saying that the offences are offences that are worthy of resignation, but because those ones did not resign, people should not ask for these ones to resign.
Yeah, when you don't ask your own to resign, don't ask my own to resign.
Okay.
Chelsea begins at home.
Okay.
Then, if Amaechi, the one collecting security vote for Kaduna State, is it a service chief? He has done his own part. Then they said, those in charge will do their own part. For this, if they could sentence a husband to death, who is going to sign the death warrant? Because this same politician, governor, that bought weapons for political thugs to cause mayhem and attack the opposition during the election, they are the one who will not sign open death sentence to this criminal. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Etim. Well, I do like that Etim says, okay, these are things that should make the politicians resign, but because you'd not ask your own to resign, don't ask my own to resign. Agnes is on the line. Agnes is not on the line anymore, but thanks for calling, Agnes. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, ma'am? Hello.
Good day, Sandra. Good. This is Matilda speaking.
Matilda, welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. I enjoy your program.
Thank you.
So I have a question this afternoon concerning what's happening, like the Osinachi that just died of recent.
Yeah.
So I want to ask, everybody are saying that when your marriage is bad, go back to your family. At least you have where you're coming from. So I want to ask, how many people have really made provision for females to come back? Who is ready to accept? Is the brothers ready to accept? Is there any land that has been kept for these ladies? So whenever they are doing anything, they'll say the land is for the male. The females are not accepted back. You've married, you've gone outside. There's no need of coming back to the family. Please, is there any provision made for these ladies coming back? So that's my question.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. That's a great question. It's a question I'm hoping somebody calls in to answer. It's also a question that we'll explore further from 4 to 5. Philip is on the line. Hi, Philip.
Hi.
Thanks for calling. You're live on the show. Go ahead.
Please. I'm very, very sorry. I don't know what problem is going on. Something just happened that is very serious. I lost my only sister in death.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Just on Monday, and I've been trying to reach the radio station. It's not that I want anything. I don't want anybody to do anything for me. There's only one thing that keeps coming to my mind. As I am, I'm not happy. I have lost a brother before. I lost my mom. Now my sister at the age of 44. So surprising to me that she can just die like that. So the point is that when I think about it, I said there is something that I think I'm holding to people. I want people to know the reason why she died. And I think if they know, it may save lives, if not millions of lives.
All right. Thanks for calling us. Perhaps stay on the line so that we can hear that conversation on the other end of the line. That way we don't derail our conversation. I'm really, really sorry for your loss. I'm really sorry that you and your family members are going through that. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, ma'am. What's your name?
Joy Collins.
Joy, welcome.
Amechi resigned. It's all of them that we resign. You remember when 2-something or 200 people die? Where did the president go and visit that time? So all of them is guilty for all these things. It's not only Amechi. And whether it's your brother or this, all of them is guilty.
Okay.
So all of them should resign, not only Amechi. If you don't come your way, you say this one resign. If you come the other way, you say the other one resign. No, it's all of them. And again, about that sister, it's painful.
Yeah.
I'm still going through that pain. How can somebody just go like that? And again, when you are looking for somebody to provide I forget what the sister just said now. You make provision for yourself. Even before you enter into marriage, when the marriage is not good, you don't wait for somebody to advise you. You take your leave and take your stand. Because it is you that God will require your life from, not from anybody. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Joy. Timothy is on the line. Hi, Timothy.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, hello. Timothy.
Timothy from Ikeja.
Yes, welcome.
Yeah, concerning the Amechi, I weep for this country. The way our politician take Nigerians' life as in not even have regard for any human life in this country. I think when the train attack happened, I think Tinubu is about to celebrate his birthday. I think he cancelled the celebration because of the incident. So how come the ministers of transportation will still go ahead because of the declare, I want to be a president, go ahead and celebrate? I think I weep for this country. Concerning the woman that died, I think there's a lady that called that need answer. I think I have the answer. I think the way Nigeria are structured culturally and many things, I think I can count it as an evil ways to intimidate women by not allow them to experience their feeling. I think it may be happen, as you said, it may be true, like for my own place, if you can divorce, if your husband's place is not okay for you, you can divorce and go back to your home. But I don't know the other places.
All right, Timothy, thanks for calling. Let's go to our final story very quickly, right? This one happened in Lagos. It's something that you care about, you talk about quite a bit. Hoodlums attacked tricycle drivers in Fagba, Ogba, and Agege yesterday. And their union is blaming MC Oluomo's Parks and Garages Committee. That's our third story. Before yesterday, TOON, the Tricycle Owners and Operators Association of Nigeria, was operating at the parks in those areas. But yesterday, armed thugs attacked the parks, chased away all the keke drivers. According to reports, several drivers were injured and at least one tricycle was burned. But why is TOON blaming the Lagos State Parks and Garages Committee? Well, we heard from the chairman, Aziz Abiola. He said, quote, "We saw traces of MC Olomo's attempt to take over the parks on Saturday when he came to have a meeting with a monarch in the area. During the meeting, he declared that he would take over parks in Ojoko and Ifako on Monday. We reliably gathered that the monarch gave MC Olomo the name of his boys to include as part of the people that would be in charge after taking over our parks. We'd been circulating that MC Olomo was coming to cause trouble, and this morning his boys, who came on motorcycles, shot, attacked our members and took over our parks. Our members were injured. The parks they collected were up to seven. MC Olomo insisted that nothing would be done. He's the one that will take over parks controlled by TOON and will be collecting money for ticket sales. Since NURTW has been suspended in the state, TOON has been operating. And we're not under the Lagos State Parks and Garages Committee, so the government should intervene on our behalf so that he can let us rest," end quote. That's the TOON chairman, Aziz Abiola. On his part, MC Olomo has denied any involvement in the attack. His spokesperson, Jimo Buhari, said, quote, "If they want to take over garages, is a monarch the right person to visit? The monarch is not in charge of garages and can never give them a go-ahead to take over garages. MC Olomo only went on a courtesy visit to the monarch, and there's nowhere he goes. If his boys are in the area, they'll check on him. The government has already made a pronouncement as to what it wants in the state. We are not the ones responsible for the attack," end quote. So far, the police have not identified any suspects. They say that the attackers were hooded. I should point out that the Tricycle Owners and Operators Association of Nigeria has indeed left the parks after the attack. And now we're getting reports that agents of the Parks and Garages Committee have taken their places there. We're trying to confirm that. But it's an interesting position, right, that MC Olomo is taking. Because he's basically saying, we didn't attack you, but now that you were attacked, it works out perfect because we can now take over the parks. Now, I should point out, I should give you some context here. Aziz and Olomo have clashed before. In fact, their clash is the reason why the Lagos NURTW chapter pulled out of the national body. Olomo said Aziz was illegally parading himself as the state chairman of the Tricycle Owners and Operators Association of Nigeria. But NURTW National said Aziz was the legitimate chairman. Olomo was accused of getting his boys to beat up Aziz, and that was one of the reasons why Olomo was suspended. All of this happened while MC Olomo was an official of a private union. But now he is the chairman of a state committee. So this raises the question, was he too controversial for the appointment? Given that he was one of the people at the center of the serious crisis that caused the dissolution of Lagos NURTW and the setting up of the state committee, should the state government have said, okay, Caesar's wife should be above reproach, and left him out of the committee? Or is this a situation where MC Olomo is uniquely qualified to run the parks, and so the state government had no choice? And why are the parks so difficult to run? Why are the parks in Lagos so difficult to run? Why is violence such a big part of it? Last year, we saw NURTW and RTAN fight and injure each other at Oshodi, with the state government having to hold peace talks for them. You don't see this type of institutionalized violence in other parts of commercial life in Lagos. So why here? Why the parks? I wish I would have Taiwo, the Commissioner for Transportation, join me on the show, but he's very hard to get. Do you think sanity can ever be restored here? Men, call me on 01465-7190. Women, call me on 01465-7190 for women. For men, 0700-993-993-993. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, thanks for calling. What's your name?
My name is Bala Uzojuku.
Welcome.
Calling from Houston.
Go ahead.
Yes, I actually want to talk about the Toluo Mall of Esteem.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Actually, this has never happened before in the history of Lagos, even when Fashola ruled Lagos State.
Okay.
Because the present government that we have failed to put things in order. And it's very wrong for you to just give one man the overall parks and garages in Lagos State. There are several people who are in the state that can handle these things perfectly. But because election is nearby and they share those things equally, they truly know what they can do, but they fail to do it. That was why, if care is not taken, you can even have much violence in this state. Even when Ambode try to also put things in order so that there will not be any crisis. But due to their party system, we are talking that they failed to use area boys and Kagoro for his transport line. That was why they removed him. So for me, someone did not do things well. He didn't do it right. Thank you, madam.
Thank you very much for calling, sir. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
This is Joy.
Hi, Joy. Welcome.
Like I always say, what is the work of the local government? Why would you give, where does MCO Luomo, what is stake in Lagos State? You see, when they say Lagos is a mega city, it just baffles me that you just take one man and make him the chairman of all the motor parks in Lagos State, even after he has been sacked from the national, then you then brought him to make him. What is the work of the local government? Who are the ones collecting this tax? Why is Lagos State, making hoodlums part of their government? What kind of government? In fact, I really do not understand. Is it that they don't want people to just go to school, whatever, just become, a garage boy? The more loud and the more vicious you are, they cannot make you give you one big position one day. Well, I just know that one day, all this will backfire on their faces. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you very much, Joy. Well, I'm very worried about, predicting that it will backfire, because backfiring, what will that look like for you and me as ordinary citizens of Lagos? Hello, Azu. Welcome.
Sandra, Ezekwesili.
Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. So a very touching story today. Let me start from the recent one. MC Luomo. We all know what is surrounding. Like the last lady just spoke, it has political undertones. He's become a little bit of untouchable. Look, this leads to the impunity, or many of the impunities in the land. This leads me to your first story about Rotimi Amaechi.
Right.
Sandra, today on the Tribune, I read online, 80 people killed, 70 displaced, or 100 house burnt. Who is held accountable? Sandra, you said something. You have just 10 minutes of power to, maybe pump your water. In 2022, Nigeria is still shouting up NEPA.
Mm-hmm.
Who is being held accountable? Sometimes you go to buy fuel, some people bought fuel, and it knocks their engine. Who is being held accountable? Look, let's leave the national youth saying that Amaechi should resign or not. I think they are being used. We are going to be hearing much of these stories this period.
Mm-hmm.
People being, used against each other.
Right.
Accountability.
Right.
And that have left, that's left, led us to like this senseless irresponsibility. Nobody's being held accountable. Have a nice day, Sandra.
Have a nice day, Frank. Thank you so much for calling us. Engineer Ayodele Olurotimi on Twitter says, Amechi shouldn't have declared in such a mood, but he can follow the pattern of the VP. I don't think there'll be justice for Osinachi since there was no justice for former Minister Justice Bola Ige. Lagos State needs to listen to her people and remove MC Oluomo for peace sake. All right. Engineer Ayodele wrote to me with that message. William says, I think I've taken that message before. Rebirth Fashion NG says, I'm happy they've gotten involved and should make sure justice prevails. I think you're talking about the Ministry of Women Affairs. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
You're my last call. What's your name?
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is Ziggy. Ziggy. I'm calling from Ajawa Estate.
Ziggy, welcome.
Thank you. Sandra, the last time I checked, I was told that Lagos is a mega city.
Right.
And I know you have traveled to some other mega cities in the world.
Right.
Have you seen where touts are managing parks in the mega cities? So we should stop deceiving ourselves. We know why Oluomo is there. He's just there for political reason. And these are the kind of thing they want to replicate all over Nigeria. And we Nigerian people are saying no to them. We can't talk this. Okay? If it is what they are doing in Lagos, they want to replicate all over Nigeria. Please, this cannot be a kingdom of towns.
Ziggy, thanks for calling. We'll take a break. When we come back from the break, I'll take messages from social media only. And then between 4 and 5, we'll talk about domestic violence and all the institutions that prop it up or take it down. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. Don't go away. All right, we've got 3 minutes. Let's see how many messages we can squeeze into that. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. And beloved Prince says, MC Oluomo's case has a political undertone. Take my word. In the coming years, MC Oluomo will get a political appointment. Blame the Lagos State government. All right. You can't give opportunity to touts and expect to reap calm. That's the state of Lagos NURTW. You're me from Berger with that message there. We've got a message here. Oh my goodness. Oh my God. This person says, Sandra, my sister, Mrs. Chinyere Magela Ogudoro, was burned by her husband and her younger brother here in Abuledu residence hours after she returned to Nigeria on the 31st of March 2022. As the Women Affairs Ministry is taking over the singer's case, they should also please take over Chinyere's case. Chinyere's 4 children are left alone in the UK. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's take a break.